This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane, telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander,
hail Cobra,
or Optimus Prime,
Autobots, let's roll,
or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good, or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
I've done those imitations, those little jokes. Do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on the show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
Pesky earth creatures.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store. The huge environmentalist in that I follow that cult. I actually care about the earth as a conservationist. It's also all the other creatures on this planet.
Yep.
This is sick. And I watch them saying, oh, we're going to cut the carbon dioxide. That's the most evil thing. I'm like, you won't even get control of the nuclear reactors, asshole.
I must tell you, this is one of the things I like about you best is that you're looking at this logically speaking, not ideologically. And I find, in fact, many conservatives are not aware of the hazard of the nuclear reactors, and they are frankly deaf to environmental concerns because environmental concerns have been abused by those selling climate change as the biggest threat to humanity. And what I'm hoping will emerge from a partnership across ideology is a recognition that irrespective of where you think the diversity of the earth came from, that we have an obligation to steward it well, and we are doing a terrible job of that, that we have an obligation to, if we're going to have nuclear power, it has to be built on a different basis than the reactors that we are currently continuing to run, right? And that this is just common sense. It's not liberal. It's not conservative. It is common sense. And I don't know how we can gather under that banner, but I know that the need to do so is absolutely urgent.
Well, I made the point, and I guess you saw part of what I said last week, because it did get picked up and got a lot of views, a couple million views. I just said, if you sign up to be the executive of our nuclear power plant, well, they made euthanasia legal, we'll just say then you agree that if it melts down and there's a big problem, you agree to be executed. No court, no nothing. You signed on. You're the steward. You agreed to run this right. And the shareholders are sitting out there. They need to be held responsible. And I don't want to run around killing people. I'm not salivating. I'm just making the point that these people are running things that just a few of these completely melting down will kill hundreds of millions of people of horrible cancers and stuff. And they should be held accountable.
Well, at the very least, if you want the system to evolve in the direction of producing benefits for humanity, there has to be accountability for people when they make avoidable errors.
And well, how do we have accountability for the nuclear power industry? Because I get it's a real science, it can be done right. I've read a lot of books to see what experts have said. But when I look how they run it like it's a pig farm or something. I mean, it's just like, just like you said, Fukushima is what I was thinking about. They've got like all the nuclear waste stored inside the building and inside the water when you're supposed to remove it.
Yeah, I mean, the design was preposterous, and, you know, it was preposterous at many levels. You know, the fact that it existed below the known level of tsunamis meant that the flooding of the generators that were supposed to keep the cooling water flowing was perfectly predictable, and yet nobody cared about it. And, you know, as you point out, I don't think anybody who was responsible for that design was held accountable. In fact, we've obscured the harm that did come from it, and we certainly haven't talked about the harm that might have come from it.
And don't forget, the Japanese built it on the worst fault line of their country.
Absolutely. This was a completely predictable catastrophe.
So, on a fault line, in a tsunami zone.
Right, with reactors, with generators that were unprotected from a flood that would, you know, wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when.
Well, I used to talk to a lot of people in Congress, still do, and like military generals, people I still do, but they would say, Jones, you don't understand how incompetent the elites are. You think they've got all the power and control. They don't. They've got all the money, so they're in charge. But they, let me tell you something, they are not paying attention. And I think that's more frightening than some actual super genius, because at least a super genius wouldn't want to destroy themselves.
Right. And now, this is my exact concern, is that even the elites, what I call the rent-seeking elites, who we are clearly fighting, even they are depending on us winning. Because they don't know how enough to run the system. They don't have the proper caution in their model. They don't understand the systems that they're playing with. Frankly, they can't distinguish between a complicated system and a complex system, and they keep upending themselves.
Explain that.
So a complex system is impossible to predict at a high level of precision, which means that it requires a whole different level of caution than something that is just simply complicated, like a computer, where it may be beyond your ability to understand what's going on in there, but it is all understandable, right? You can say what a computer's going to do when you alter this, that, or the other thing. A complex system is a special entity. And, you know, in the case of COVID, you had multiple nested complex systems, right? You had a disease interacting with the immune system, which is a complex system, inside a human body, which is a complex system, inside of civilization, which is a complex system. No wonder they screwed it up. They just simply didn't know enough about that system to manage it. And, of course, it got out of control. And, frankly, those of us who did appreciate the complexity of the system were able to reveal their foolishness publicly just simply by treating the systems in question with the proper level of analytical respect.
And I get up front, because you didn't know exactly what was going on at the time. You wanted more data. You were going along with it at first. But then once you saw what was happening, you changed course. That takes more courage, you know, than people that are partly wrong and they never admit they're wrong. But if we pull back from this, how did they think cooking this up in a lab? How did they think when all the scientists scanned it and said, yeah, it's obviously man-made? And then they bring out a shot, which even their own internal people go public saying, this isn't going to work. Even the FDA had a memo out in October 2000 saying, we think it'll have all these problems. And then the big money people just said, we don't care. Bring it out there. Do it. And now I watch the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation events. I watch the congressional hearings. I watch the hearings with all the other big think tanks, like the Clinton Global Initiative. And there's Chelsea Clinton going, it's true. Everyone hates us now and doesn't believe us. And now no one's taking any of the shots. It's like 3% uptake on the new boosters. And like I was telling him, I'm like, whether they did it on purpose or not, regardless, it shows that they didn't know that this would absolutely screw the pooch. I mean, because they are hated now.
Well, and rightly so. You know, it would be one thing if they had made all of these errors and then upon the revelation that these things were wrong had changed course. But the fact that they don't change course tells us they didn't care in the first place whether what they were saying was true. Maybe they didn't believe any of it to begin with.
So whether they did it on purpose or not, which you can debate all day, they certainly now know and have bought into keeping it going. So now they are behind it.
Right. I mean, the fact is those shots should never have been injected into a human being. It was absolutely clear that we didn't know what their long-term consequences were going to be, that the evidence that they had benefits was misrepresented so that people would accept them with, you know, simple accounting tricks and the like. But yes, the fact that they are still inflicting these shots tells us that they didn't care about the public in the first place, and we ought to take that lesson to heart. Now, to your point about having bought it at first, there is no question that I, along with most other people, bought something about this story at the beginning. And to the extent that people have woken up, that's something that happens over time. But I know very well how my process of awakening began. It literally took 1 hour, almost to the minute.
Hello, Americans. I want to share with you a story about inflammation, the silent menace that lurks within our bodies, affecting our health and well-being. Inflammation, the root cause of countless ailments, quietly wreaking havoc over time. Long-term exposure to inflammation has been linked to a myriad of health issues, from heart disease to arthritis, even cognitive decline. But fear not, for there's a beacon of hope found in the wisdom of nature, a remedy that has stood the test of time, turmeric. Recent studies have uncovered the extraordinary health benefits of curcuminoids, the active compounds in turmeric. And now I present to you Bodies from InfoWarsStore.com, a powerful blend crafted with precision, boasting 95% curcuminoids extracted from turmeric. But it doesn't stop there. Bodies incorporates a symphony of ingredients meticulously chosen to enhance the absorption of curcuminoids, ensuring your body reaps the full benefit. First on the stage, organic black pepper extract, nature's enhancer. It contains piperine, which studies suggest can boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. A remarkable duo.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E. ExtendYourLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The advice we were given that essentially you wanted to do exactly the opposite of what you were told to do. That would have been the best possible thing. They told you to go home. Don't go home. Go outside. Make vitamin D.
But see, you're in the Amazon writing a book. I'm reading Rockefeller Foundation documents. I'm interviewing the guy that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law. So that's why we were just like, do the opposite.
Do the opposite. Well, actually, you know, it's funny. I'm reading Robert Kennedy Jr.'s new book on bioweapons and the connection to Wuhan.
No.
And it is absolutely frightening, the history that most of us do not know about our own biological weapons program. And if you had known...
Talk some about that.
Well, I'm learning from Bobby Kennedy, so I would recommend people read this book, just like his last one, The Real Anthony Fauci. You know, it's the kind of...
I read the last one, incredible.
Frankly, it's a book that throws everybody who reads it, and I think through Bobby when he wrote it, that even just compiling the evidence of what was going on with Anthony Fauci is shocking almost no matter how awake you are.
It's staggering.
Yeah, it's staggering. And so the same thing I would say is true with this his new book about bioweapons and Wuhan. But I just highly recommend people look at it, and they come to understand, for example...
Then you learn they're all over the place.
You learn they're all over the place. You learn that there is a direct connection from the Japanese bioweapons program during during World War II and the program that was then built in the U.S. It's really a strange story. And then maybe the most important aspect is that what we see as a pharmaceutical industry and a campaign to generate vaccines that control disease has a very close relationship, just in terms of the people involved, has a very close relationship with that bioweapons program. That is something every citizen needs to be aware of, that these two things are not distinct.
I remember reading about it. It's very well documented. At the end of World War II, they let a bunch of the Japanese war criminals that did the Bataan death marches and all the biological testing on British, Australian, Canadians, because a lot of them were over there, and U.S. sailors and people. It was mainly British Empire troops. And they let most of them off. They hung a few of them, and they brought them over here, just like the Nazis, and got all the technology.
Right, and if you think that the Nazis were the height of diabolical in terms of their medical experiments, the Japanese were involved in literally infecting people or having people infect other people and then dissecting them live without anesthetic. I mean, this is atrocity at a level that stretches the capacity of the mind.
Well, that's the Japanese are really cool people and very interesting. But if you go back to Japanese imperial brainwashing and how they worked, if you were rude to your boss, he'd say kill yourself and you would. Their thing was these troops surrendered, even though they were all shot up and stuff. You're not a human anymore. You surrendered. And that's why they were flying their planes into our aircraft carriers and committing suicide before they'd give up or when they were wounded, because that's like to them, like, oh, you surrendered, even though I got three bullet holes, you're subhuman. It goes back to that.
Well, that's one lesson. The other lesson I would take is that this is actually a set of circuits in the human animal that can be triggered. And when we look at something like the response to COVID of the official governmental apparatus and the international community, and we look at the evidence, and it suggests that actually these people did not care about the suffering and death of citizens of any country, then what prevents us from making the connection is that it seems impossible for anyone to be so callous. But the evidence that that kind of callousness exists, that we have well-documented historical evidence that that not only exists, but that it recurs through history, the question is that where we are now?
Well, I want you to expand on that, because one of the biggest mistakes of the Canadian military, the U.S. military, and I'm not blaming the average troops, but the higher-ups and the European Union military is, I'm sure you saw it, in about 2000, and 21 by the end, they came out during the dancing nurses and all of it and said, we brainwash the public and use psychological warfare systems to scare everybody to submission so they do the right thing and take the shots. And actually, our militaries ran this. And we know now the Pentagon was involved in developing the vaccine. And we're so proud of it. So they admit they were running a psyop.
They do. What I don't know yet is what the purpose of this was. They seemed absolutely dedicated to getting a shot in every arm. That, in principle, I suppose, could be driven by greed, but it does not feel like a satisfying explanation. There was something driving them to want to vaccinate everybody, even children who stood no chance of getting any benefit from this. What was that about? That's the question that keeps me up at night.
All right, so do this, doctor. And I'm going to try to, because you're so polite, I'm going to try to give you the floor here. I saw you do a great job on Tucker, but even more has come out since you were on a month or so ago. You break down and do a great job explaining that we're talking about 17 million dead, not from the COVID virus, but from the so-called shots, and then now more information is coming out, and there's an active cover-up going on. Can you kind of repeat that, but also expand on it?
Sure. Now, I want to be careful. People have taken me to task for saying that 17 million people died, which I didn't say.
The statistics show that number's gone up.
Well, Dennis Raincourt did what I think is a credible estimate. It's well-published. I think you had him on. And so it suggests that something like this magnitude of death has occurred. Now, of course, let's say that his estimate is accurate. That's still a number in the midst of the development of whatever the pathologies will be, right? We're still dealing with a wave of excess death that has not ended. So we don't know ultimately what the number would be. But my point would be, what we need is an active conversation about how much excess death happened and what were its causes. Clearly, some of it was caused by things like lockdowns, which prevented people from getting regular medical care. But what we need to know is, what is the right order of magnitude for that effect? And what is the nature? Now, forgive me, this is a little complex, but I want people to think about it carefully, because a lot has been put on the spike protein. People imagine that the spike protein is the cause of the pathologies. And while I think the spike protein was a very poor choice for these shots, that it does create pathologies of its own, I don't think it's the majority of what's going on. And in fact, what I believe is, it is likely that many of the deaths that occur as a result of these shots, it's the result of the mRNA platform itself, that anything you loaded onto that platform would produce many of these pathologies, because the platform itself is deeply flawed. And that matters a great deal, because one of the things, and I don't know what level in the explanation it serves, but one of the things that is true is that the COVID pandemic, whatever its nature was, from complete psyop to entirely biological, allowed the normalization of the mRNA platform being brought and used on the public with minimal testing, which made the flaws in the platform disappear.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To get out of COVID allowed them to normalize the mRNA platform, and that platform, from the business perspective, allows you to reformulate virtually any vaccine that you wanted, and
in lifetime,
right, presumably to repatent it, to create vaccines very quickly for new pathogens, whatever their origin might be. And what we in the public need to be aware of is that they haven't figured out how to solve the problem with it. So anytime they deploy it, we need to say no. So let me just describe a little bit about why that flaw exists. The mRNA message, this is a genetic message loaded into this platform, is surrounded by something called lipid nanoparticle. If those lipid nanoparticles stayed in your deltoid muscle, then their consequence would be localized. And although this consequence would be negative in your deltoid, it wouldn't be devastating to your health. But they, of course, don't stay in your deltoid, which we learned very early. They circulate around the body. And the problem is that that lipid nanoparticle, lipid just means fat. And because like dissolves like, the fat on these tiny particles causes the mRNA to be absorbed into any cell they encounter. All of your cells are covered in a fat layer. So wherever these things circulate around the body, they get absorbed. And when they get absorbed, they trigger the cells that have taken them up to produce this protein. Now, this is the important part. Your immune system is built so that it recognizes any cell of yours that is producing a protein that you do not ordinarily make. And it targets that cell and destroys it.
Like it's cancer.
Like it's virally infected.
Yeah.
So basically, their mRNA shots are a pseudovirus. They infect cells, cause those cells to make this protein, and then the immune system treats them like they are virally infected cells and destroys them. Which, if that happens in your liver, maybe it's not that serious. You can afford it. If it happens in your heart, it's potentially devastating because it creates a wound, which is then a vulnerability. If you're a soccer player and you're running particularly hard, you know, you can get a blood vessel that bursts in your heart, causing a devastating pathology, causing your death, for example. Right? This is a predictable consequence of a shot that has no ability to target which cells take it up, and therefore no ability to protect you from your own immune system destroying the cells that have taken it up and giving you a lethal wound.
We're taping this now, but that gives me the luxury to go back and add these clips in. But there were three or four C-SPAN programs with Fauci and others in 2017, 18, 19, with all the different federal heads up there. They're like, we're going to use a novel virus out of China, and I'll play the clip, to blow up the old FDA system, and we're just going to bring in mRNA. Well, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a biologist like you, but I sit here every day and I read Scientific American and I read studies and I read it. And I remember, I've been on air 30 years. I remember reading 20 years ago about, hey, mRNA cancer trial or mRNA this. And like one kid was a study in New York, died. And they're like, well, we think it's promising, but it kills so many people, we can't do it. And so in lay terms, that's the platform itself is so dangerous. Yeah, maybe you can do something, but we can't use the whole public as guinea pigs. And I just see them trying to pollute the whole system with so much death and illness that now we don't know what hit us, and they can then use all of us, the big corporate system, as guinea pigs because they themselves want life extension and they themselves want the cure to cancer. But they're saying we've got to do this. And now Tony Blair has got a company, and so does Bill Gates. Oh, they've got a new mRNA vaccine cures cancer. Oh, didn't know cancer was communicable. No, folks, they've changed the definition of vaccines to where it just means something that we put into your body that lessens a disease. But just 5 years ago, it was totally different. So I even had my 15-year-old daughter this morning at breakfast. And she's arguing with me about vaccines and she's reading stuff online and she goes to school and I try to explain things to her. And she says, Dad, a vaccine is just something that lessens the disease. And I said, no, honey, before that, if you've got a real vaccine, it's a real technology. Your body learns how to beat it. They give you a broken version of it or a weakened version and you beat it. It may still have side effects. Sometimes you might have an allergic response, but if they had good, clean stuff, I'd take the risk. I'd be taking it all like it was pumpkin pie. She's like, Dad, how do you know all this? No, and I said, well, fine, I got a scientist coming on. I'm going to make you watch it in a couple days. She said, I fine, I'll watch it. So this is the level we're dealing with here, but am I right in what I said?
Yeah, you're right in what you said. They changed the definition, and they utilized an emergency in order to speed it past the tests that I believe would never have allowed it to be used on humans or, frankly, even farm animals. They used the panic that was in the public, panic which they themselves induced, in order to sneak it past the controls. And I do have to wonder how much they saw this coming. either they waited for an emergency or it's possible they created the emergency. Those are two distinct hypotheses. But nonetheless, they used the fact that people urgently wanted to have their fear of the virus lessened to sell a lie. And in fact, this is where, you know, I talked a little bit about how I woke up at the point that my Twitter follower told me that there was a biosafety level 4 lab studying these viruses in Wuhan. The place where that process really kicked into high gear was at the point that they said these so-called vaccines were safe. Heather and I knew for certain that that could not possibly be the case. And the reason it can't possibly be the case is because safe does not mean without harm. It means without risk. If a person gets in their car drunk and drives home and they don't hit anything, it was still not safe. The fact that they did no harm doesn't mean anything. It was dangerous. So when they told us that these so-called vaccines were safe, they had to be lying, and they had to know it, and yet they looked right into the camera and they told us that. So
safe and effective.
Safe and effective. Effective turned out to be equally nonsensical, but safe had to be a lie. And at the point that they were lying over that, then it raised questions of informed consent. Because, of course, at the end of World War II, the Allied powers tried Nazi doctors, and we literally hung 7 doctors. We killed them because they had violated informed consent of their patients, even though informed consent had not been formally codified yet. So for public health authorities in 2021 to be telling us that these shots were safe when they knew better meant they weren't interested in informed consent. They had somehow given up on that principle, and that was effectively a declaration of war on the public.
And then you add all the pressuring and all the intimidation and all the mandates. Now I notice in Australia and Germany and the UK and Canada, they're like, we never told you you had to. Well, they fired hundreds of thousands of nurses worldwide and persecuted people. No, you guys just Joseph Mengele. You literally just violated the Nuremberg Code, correct?
Absolutely. And in fact, I had not read the Nuremberg Code until I started looking into this question. And there are 10 provisions in it. And not only did they violate the Nuremberg Code twice, right? It wasn't consent. It was coerced. And it wasn't informed. They lied to us. But they violated every provision in it, right? They torched the Nuremberg Code. And we still haven't had that conversation publicly.
And notice how smart, because I read that on air like 3 years ago, how good those lawyers were back then, because they covered every angle a tyrant would try.
Absolutely.
And you read it, you go, oh, my God, that's what they just did.
Yep.
It's like instead of saying don't violate it, they went, this is how we do it.
It is possible they used it as an instruction set. And that tells you what kind of contempt they must hold us in. For them to have looked at a pillar of Western civilization, an achievement that, represented something of...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Even when I was kicked off Twitter before Elon brought me back, and I still sometimes run onto the fake accounts.
There are fake accounts, and there is something algorithmically going on inside of Twitter, which is also very strange when you see it from my side of the screen. I don't know what it is. I suspect it's not Elon doing it. But let's put it this way. He said that he had, in fact, purchased a crime scene. And I think that is a very apt description. There's a lot about Twitter that is not straightforward.
When I was able to speak to him for over 2.5 hours, like 6 weeks ago, he said, listen, it was set up to run these shenanigans. The very fabric of it is a fraud. We're trying to fix it.
Yeah.
It's like a ghost of the machine.
That's, in fact, exactly the phrase that I used to try to convey this to him. There are things that I can see from my side that I think he's unaware of. So anyway, I hope he does fix it. At one point, he was talking about having to rebuild it in order to get all of the ghosts out of the machine. And I don't know where he is with that thought process. But
because I have contacts, not as good as yours, but I'm able to call some of his top people when they block us or won't let me put my website on. He goes, yeah, we'll fix it. It's fixed in an hour. And then somebody turns it back on. They built a lot of back doors.
Right. There's a lot going on in there that is not about the front end of Twitter.
All right, we got 40 minutes left. Let's run through it all. You just went to the Darien Gap. Again, that's where North America ends or Central America ends and goes into South America. They're officially building this giant UN operation. You did a great summation when you were on Tucker, but can you expand on that for viewers?
Sure. So the Darien Gap is a gap in the Pan-American Highway. It's about 60 miles in length, where the highway has never been completed. This is a highway that goes from Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, to the southern tip of South America. And there's a jungle. In fact, there's a national park in the Darien province of Panama. And what has happened is that for various reasons, largely encouraged by the international community, various NGOs, there is a massive migration of people coming through the Darien Gap. And this is a disaster at an environmental level. This is extremely destructive of this unique forest, and it really is a unique forest. It is a humanitarian catastrophe as well. People are dying in the jungle because almost all of them enter it unprepared, and it's an extremely difficult habitat to cross. And it's also, I'm not even sure what the word would be, but politically, the implications of the huge number of migrants, almost all of whom are coming north to the U.S., are going to cross our southern border, the implications are utterly profound. And what I told Tucker was that I wasn't exactly sure why I went to look at this in person, because there's plenty of documentation from Michael Yon about what's taking place. But something told me that I needed to see it in person in order to understand it. And that turned out to be true, that actually looking at it in person changed what I understood. And I came to the conclusion that there is a massive migration, but there is also something, my hypothesis is that it's actually an invasion of Chinese migrants who are motivated by something entirely distinct from the people migrating from elsewhere in the world. The migrants from elsewhere, a lot of them are from South America, some of them are from the Middle East, but those migrants all tell the same story about being motivated by the economic collapses in their home countries and what they perceive as economic opportunity in the U.S. The Chinese migrants aren't interested in talking at all. In fact, they're extremely cagey to the extent that one gets anything from them. It is a kind of hostility. There is a distinct male bias in the population of Chinese migrants. So we're talking about young military age males, most of them very fit, unwilling to talk about what they're doing, and oddly enough, housed separately in Panama.
Mm.
So
we know there's some Chinese government sponsorship.
It certainly looks like the Chinese government would have to be aware of these migrants. Presumably, it would have had to let them leave China.
And they've got complex apps.
They have, yes, this is a strange combination of low-tech and high-tech. There are apps that appear to tell them where to go and how to make the migration. They are using things like Western Union in order to bring money from home so that they can buy bus tickets that allow them to travel through Central America. It's a very odd circumstance, and the international community has its fingerprints all over it. You can see American flags, you can see the IOM, that's a UN body that, if you read their website, they clearly believe that migration is inherently a good thing and that it is their job to bring it about. So this organization is inviting people to try to cross the Darien Gap, some of whom don't make it. Mothers are leaving the jungle, having lost children. Mm. Children are leaving the jungle, orphaned. It's a catastrophe. And why the international community is encouraging it is, to me, completely mysterious.
And no media coverage other than you and Tucker Carlson and Michael Yon. And it's, like you said, a humanitarian disaster. You made a point on Tucker. I forget the exact quote, but it was powerful. You said, it's almost impossible to overstate how dark and organized this is.
Yes. It's visible on the ground, but nobody goes to look at it. And I must say, I'm grateful to Michael Yon for having invited me and having given me effectively a guided tour. He brought, in fact, me and my son. We traveled to Darien, and he knew exactly where to take us so that we could look at it for ourselves.
Maybe it's also you going home, because I think John told me you actually, for part of your bat research, lived down there for a while, right?
I lived in the Panama Canal in Lake Gatun on Barrow, Colorado Island for 18 months while I was studying bats. So I know Panama reasonably well. And what is taking place in the Darien Gap and moving north is, in its own way, an inversion of what was true in Panama when I was there in the late 90s. So
the meaning the U.S. military was still in control? And
well, the handover was in process, but the U.S. had not officially handed the canal over, and its military presence was still there. And these things were well understood. The canal was an American achievement. The military's presence there was both symbolic and important to the protection of the canal, which was understood to be vital to the interests of the United States. And now in Fort Clayton, which was the Army South headquarters when I was there, that has now been taken over by the international community and turned to the purpose of encouraging this migration, thereby jeopardizing the security of the United States.
So it's a UN globalist invasion port.
It seems to be. It's very hard for me to imagine. I don't know what story these people tell themselves about what they are doing. But, yes, it appears to be that what was once, what was built to protect American interests and to facilitate our well-being is now being turned to its exact opposite purpose.
Like everything else, I don't see how the powerful financial interests of the world are using American power to continue their corporate empire, but at the same time, schizophrenically, paradoxically, moronically attacking it.
Yes. I think we're always left to struggle for what they could possibly be thinking. And I think where you began this discussion is exactly right. We have to take into account that diabolical, yes. Geniuses, I don't think so. I think these people are reckless, and they do not understand that they are having a much easier time breaking these systems than they will have rebuilding them.
I think they're looking only first order. They're not looking second, third, fourth order.
Well, it's almost like they have the mentality that they can, rebuilding the system isn't high on their priority list because they know that they have to break the systems that allow citizens some control over their own well-being and their own future.
So that's the crazy gamble. They think they can wreck it and then rebuild it.
Yes, and in fact, it's not unlike what the diversity, equity, and inclusion folks are thinking. Right? They are very focused on tearing down a system, the evils of which they believe themselves to be thoroughly familiar with.
Even though they're in control of it. That's the mental illness, is they're in control of it. Like it's kind of like when the fall of Rome finally happened in 410 with Alaric, and they burned down almost everything. They were so shocked by one building, they left it alone. But it never came back, basically, because they just said, well, we'll just burn it, instead of saying, well, no, we run this now.
Right. And the fact is, Heather frequently points out that this is really a mistake that could only be made by people who have not traveled the world. Because once you've seen how successful our system actually is, yeah, there's unfairness in it, no question about that. But you would address the unfairness at the level that it actually exists, rather than imagine that if you tear it apart, that something better will replace it.
Well, let me use a silly analogy. Here's American Western success for GDP and human freedom and medicine and mobility and human empowerment. It's up here. And then it's got a lot of...
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.